good.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't know you had to start. I was like, stop. Every time.
Stop.
You got it stuck. You know that that's how my little jukebox brain works.
I do.
You just need to give me like three lyrics and then the song's in my head for the rest of the day.
But with completely dirty fucking lyrics that you make up on the spot. Blah, 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 touch my booty hole.
Yeah, touch my booty hole, spin it around, girl. Don't you look at me while you do it.
You're fucking wild.
Gross.
Welcome. You're tuned into the Two Kings podcast with your hosts Brian Weeks and Adam Ricker. You may now enter the kingdom.
Good morning and welcome to the Two Kings podcast, where it is always Saturday. I am one of your hosts, Brian Weeks, the Bald Beardy Bear, and I am here with my partner in love and in life, Mr. Adam Ricker.
Big Ricker, if you're nasty.
and I am.
The Big Ricker here. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday.
What up? And it is actually Saturday morning.
Yes.
Yes. This is actually, we may be doing this more often. Maybe. So, how was everybody's week? I know ours was pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was just a very busy week for me. I worked overnights, like, pretty much all week long.
Yeah, 1,000 hours this week.
I had to, like, beg for a day off in the middle of all of it.
Please, sir, may I have a day off?
There's the kitty.
Oh, hey, kitty.
No, you probably actually hear him.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, good.
Please, sir, may I have a day off?
That was a minute with Loki.
Loki the Wonder Kitty. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you worked a lot this weekend. Most of it was overnights?
Yeah. We have my work has a little COVID situation going on, and we're really restricted to who can work in which apartment. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the people we take care of are past COVID now, and for 2 weeks, I think so far, all the staff's tested negative. So we've got, like, we all took tests Friday, and if as long as we're all still negative, then we'll be beyond it, and we can cut back a little bit on all the PPE and whatnot. So I mean, I'm fully vaccinated now too. So
yes, you are. That's awesome. Actually, there's some controversy I just seen that the state of New Hampshire will not vaccinate teachers yet.
See, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is.
These people are out there dealing with, like, I don't know. I have a lot of friends that are parents, and I can see that this, and I have friends that are teachers, like my friend Brad. This is not easy on them because the parent, like, teachers and parents, there's a disconnect, I feel like, because the remote learning was just dropped in the teacher's lap.
Right.
Like, they're not professional remote teachers. They're used to being in person with the kids, and being there to make sure that they're learning what they're supposed to learn.
Right.
A lot of the remote learning falls back on the parents, and the parents are doing the best that they, you know what I mean, the best that they can, but those parents also have jobs and other responsibilities that are usually taken care of while the children are at school.
Also, they didn't go to school to be a teacher.
No, they have...
That's a very specialized field.
I see both sides of it, for sure. Like, parents getting frustrated with teachers, teachers frustrated with parents, the kids are frustrated because they don't know what the hell's going on. You know, they want to be hanging out with their friends at school, doing that thing.
Well, the argument that was made was that it's being left up to the states who is getting access to the vaccines first, and the argument was made that in the state of New York, they're vaccinating Trader Joe's employees, and like, why can't we vaccinate our teachers if, like, people that work a cashier is getting, not that the cashiers, you know, cashiers are, every job has importance, but basically where this person was going was, you know, these are people, like, these are teachers, educators. Why aren't they being offered the vaccine over a sales clerk, basically?
Exactly. I totally agree with that. Yeah. Like, you know, but I mean, obviously, I feel like there's things people don't know that, or know that we don't know, or maybe like we, I don't know.
Yeah.
But hopefully everyone gets vaccinated. Like, the worst, I mean, I know there's some people out there that got the side effects. I had no side effects, except my arm was sore. Like, really sore. But other than that, like, I feel great. I've been around COVID the last 3 weeks, and I still haven't contracted it. I've been wearing my mask when I'm supposed to, social distance, doing all that stuff, and it seems to work. I haven't caught it, so.
And of course, you know, once the vaccine is available to me, course I'm going to get vaccinated. That's very, very important. Well, also in the news this week, we had a very high profile person. I use the term person very loosely, but an entity that passed on, and that would be the ultra conservative news, not news, talk radio, horrible person, Rush Limbaugh, passed away this week.
I'm just going to say it from the jump. Fuck Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. I hope it hurts wherever he is, and I hope it hurt towards the end, because, I mean, this is the guy that used to, like, and the one that, there's many things to hate him for, but the one that sticks out in my mind is him, when at the beginning of his career, thinking it was funny to read a list of AIDS victims who passed away from the disease, both straight and gay, and, like, little cartoon slide whistle noises at the end of it, like, he's making a joke of it. Mm-hmm. So this man was the OG about getting on the radio, getting on a public forum, and glorifying the death of other people. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? I hope it hurts wherever he is.
And I do. I remember hearing about that back when I was in high school, when he was, like, gaining prominence as a national figure, not just, like, regional or whatever. And there was a brother and sister that I went to school with, that girl, the lady that we see walking every so often, that's the sister.
Oh.
But the brother and sister were very, very into Rush Limbaugh as a talk radio host. And I remember having a study hall with them, and I'm like, and I had mentioned, like, you know that he's doing this, that he used to do this, right? Like, well, he doesn't do it anymore, so he's awesome. And I'm like, okay, you're a trash bag. But, yeah, so just wanted to mention that happened this week. And, yeah, I don't, you know, wish death on people, but I do think that, you know, karma's a bitch, and whatever is in the next life for him is not so good.
No, and like I said, this guy made a career out of mocking the misery and despair of other people. Fuck him.
Yeah. We have not had a chance to watch this new documentary, the Free Britney documentary. But it's on our list for this week, and we're probably going to talk about it next week. But there is a big thing right now of exposing, and I don't know why this is so sudden, but now all of a sudden it's a hot trend to go back and look at old interviews or whatnot with women and expose the misogyny of those articles and interviews and stuff. And I don't know why this is such a... So people are all worried about it now, and why they weren't worried about it then. I was just saying to Adam before we went on the air that this, you know, this misogynistic culture that we've perpetuated here, it didn't just come out last week. And it's really upsetting, you know, when I see interviews and stuff, and it happens still today. But, you know, there's so many questions that we ask women that we would never ask a man. And it's just horrible.
I fully agree. Like, I guess it always bothers me when I see that kind of stuff. Like, one we talked about a lot lately is, like, The Price is Right back in the day.
Yes.
Like, the misogyny behind that. Like, these women come up here, and Bob Barker, like, but it was just so, like, you can see it came from an era where it was just so casual. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there was a lady up on stage, and her husband was, like, yelling the price from the audience, and she went with her husband's answer, and Bob's like, oh, listening to your husband, I can already see you're a good wife, and stuff like that. You know, like,
yeah.
Little comments like that, or, oh, you got your price exactly right, so you get to reach into my pocket and pull out $100. Mm-hmm. But if a man did it, he goes, walks out, oh, here's $100. You know, it's the action of, oh, the strange woman reached in your pocket, you know, and you're not, it's not a universal thing. You're clearly treating the woman different.
Well, the one that really got to me, and unfortunately I wasn't able to rewind it, but it reran, so I got to see it twice. There was a lady that worked for the show in the audience, and Bob pulls her up on stage and says to her, oh, it's one of our cameraman's birthday today. And he's liked you since he started working here, so I want him to come over here, and you're going to give him a big kiss.
No.
And he actually made this woman on camera in front of a live studio audience kiss a dude. I mean, I don't really think she needed to slip him the tongue, but...
she did. She went for it.
She did. But and
it's
then
the, it's the point, though. It's like, the
principle of it.
He just pimped her out.
Yeah.
On the episode, just walked up and was like, go kiss him right now. Your job's on the line. Slaps her on the ass. Some Mad Men BS going on over here.
Right. And a couple of the interviews that I've seen that people are dragging out right now are with David Letterman. I was never a David Letterman fan, but he was a little bit even more misogynistic than the other late night hosts. I remember when Drew Barrymore was on the show when she was like 17 years old, and she like whipped open her shirt and like showed her boobs to him, and he was like salivating, and like, and he had the Playboy magazine that she was in, like, you
get an extra Plinko chip.
I don't know.
Oh my god,
it's just, we're gonna definitely watch that Free Britney documentary this weekend. I'm very, very interested in it. If you guys have any thoughts on it, definitely, you know, comment at join the conversation. That's why we're here. We're gonna watch it this weekend and probably talk about it more next week. So, you know,
I love Britney Spears.
Me too. You been watching some TV this week?
No, not at all.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
Just kidding. I've been watching, I just started watching WandaVision on Disney Plus, and I'm not going to spoil anything, obviously, but holy crap. They are kicking off Phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Very strong, and I am here for it, definitely. They're pretty much continuing right from where the... All I'll say is... The events of WandaVision take place, like, pretty much immediately where we've left off. Like, the MCU is pretty good about keeping everything. That's what I love about it. Like, they've literally built an entire universe of people over the course of all these years with these movies. And the continuity is my favorite part. How, like, all these characters are both on the TV shows and in the movies. Kat Dennings plays a character in the her name's escaping me at the moment, but she plays a very smart doctor.
Oh,
and excuse me, she's in it, but like she was in the Thor movies.
Okay,
Darcy Lewis, Dr. Darcy Lewis. Mm-hmm. That was her character's name, but she's in WandaVision as well. So like all these characters have like the same continuity. The story is very deep. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's focusing around Wanda, Scarlet Witch, or Wanda Maximoff from the movies. For those of you who are familiar with the Marvel movies, anyway, just, I don't want to, like, I don't want to spoil anything at all, because I have friends that are very sensitive to that I've seen on Facebook. So, but it's very, it's, for some people, it's a slow start, because it's got that, it starts off in the 19th, like a 1950s sitcom, but you really have to push through those at least first two episodes, and then you see that something, there's something bigger going on. It's a slow build, but like by the time you get to episode four, like I had to take like two or three breaks because it was too exciting. And I'm sitting here like, I don't know what to do with all this exciting energy right now. I had to pause it and take a lap around the apartment.
Several laps.
Yeah, I was just like, holy, and I'm trying to explain it to Brian, but he has no idea what's going on, like, and that's okay. But
I'm like, babe, why are you pacing the living room? Like, no, this is fucking insane.
Yeah, why? I'm like, it's, you watch it as a fan of the movies and a fan of that stuff, like where you can immerse yourself right in it and get right into it, and you're just like, oh my god. And I just, we're up to episode 7 now. For those of you like who do watch it, also who are listening to this, episode 7 has the first mid-credit scene. Like, you know, Marvel's famous for their mid-credit and post-credit scenes in theaters. There's none of that until episode 7. So, and it's a good one. So you should definitely check it out. They come out every Friday, I believe, at midnight on Disney Plus. Very good show, worth watching.
Yeah, we've been watching a little bit of, we don't really watch a lot of television, but we've been watching the Bob Barker era of The Price is Right on Pluto. It's like my favorite go-to. But also, lately, I've gotten Adam into this soap opera that I watch from England called EastEnders. I'm going to be talking about it a little bit more in my solo podcast, Currently Obsessed, coming out on Tuesday. But you've watched a little bit of American soap operas with a Luke and Laura story. You watched, you know, as a kid, you kind of passively watched with, you know, the female people in your family. How do you feel about American soap operas versus EastEnders?
I don't know. EastEnders seems like it's, I don't know, it's got a different quality about it.
I find the stories more compelling.
Yeah, definitely. Again, it's like, for me, it's about continuity, and like a lot of these characters, they've been around for many, many years, and same in American soap operas, but American soap opera stories, I feel like, get just too wacky for me sometimes. Like when we're headed to jungles and looking for missing idols and shit, like I'm like, you're losing me here. Yeah,
it's more grounded in reality.
Right, like that's what I like more reality based. Like a lot of this stuff that I've been watching could happen, I suppose. Like, and it does, but EastEnders is a pretty good show. The whole British channel is pretty good.
Yeah, overall. BritBox is my new fave.
Today's episode is brought to you by BritBox. Not Britney Box. It's Britney Box.
Wow. Yeah.
So what do you say we take a break to do some advertising?
Okay.
And then we'll come back with the second half of the podcast.
Great. Yeah, you're going to get to hear Adam's sexy, silky voice.
That's damn right.
All right. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the second half of the Two Kings podcast. I am Brian Weeks, and I'm here with Adam.
Big Ricker. Yeah, so I wanted to talk about, like, I can even encompass another subject in this. Online trolling and just, people being severely disrespectful because they have a platform to do so on. And it gets under my skin like you wouldn't believe. Like,
oh, yeah.
I play games a lot, and a lot of times I play with random people, like, on the same team, and they go out of their way to sabotage my gameplay so I lose, and, like, things like, you know, not help, like, in team-based games where you're supposed to rescue each other, they'll go out of their way to not rescue you, or they'll take the things that you're trying to get in order to you know, be on the same level as them. Like, they go out of their way to make your game miserable. And that's even the people you play against. They talk trash, like, and but it's to a much bigger degree than, you know, like, trash talk is in the nature of video games. You know, my friends and I used to gather around, like, a 27-inch TV with a Nintendo hooked up to it, four controllers all fighting each other, because there was no online gameplay.
Right.
So we could all sit there and talk shit to each other, but these people take it to, like, a whole different level. I was reading a story about yesterday how a mom and a daughter who play Call of Duty together got their first win as a team, and it meant so much to them, and because that's their bonding experience. Like, playing that game is what bonds them or gives them a memory that they're going to have for the rest of their lives.
Right.
And something positive happened, and it meant something to them. And a lot of people supported them. But there was also that toxic side of that fandom. And this can go for any anything that you're into. Like, and like, there's always these type of people. So as happy as those people were, there were just a plethora of... And yeah, they're usually, like, teenagers, young 20s, like, those that age right now. Like, that really horrible, awful, entitled, bullshit-ass age.
Right. Generation Z.
That they're like, oh, I'm behind a keyboard and a microphone and a screen, and you can't actually do anything to me, so I'm going to be a disrespectful little shit. Yeah. Like, these people... So I said something about it. I'm like, this is exactly why I stopped playing in this game community. Very toxic. And all these people are spouting off all this bullshit, like, to attack me. And I'm like, it doesn't bother me because you guys are literally proving my point. I'm like, that's why I made my comment. I'm like, watch this. I'll comment something negative towards these negative people.
Yeah.
And it erupted. And I'm just, and I'm sitting back. I'm like, this doesn't bother me because none of these people know me. I'm looking at their profile pages and I'm like, well, no wonder you're mad. I'm like, look at you. And that's to myself. I didn't say that to them. But I'm looking. I'm like, yeah, these are all like, oh, you're a teenager. Oh, you're young 20s. Oh, you're, you know what I mean? And I'm like, you guys have all pictures of headphones on. And if your life's so sad that you have nothing better to do than sit online and attack people, that's very sad. I feel bad for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But yeah, I mean, I'm sitting and I'm just watching some of your gameplay, and I'm like, why are these people doing this? Like, it's just stupid.
Makes me miss the days of single player games. Right. Like, and it's not even just in video games; it's anything. Like, wrestling community, anytime you have an opinion, or even political. Like, if you have an opinion, and you're entitled to your opinion, you're not entitled to the freedom of consequences because of your opinion. Yeah, free speech. I can say what I want. Yeah, you certainly can. But it comes with consequences.
Right.
People losing their jobs because they're online saying, I hate black people and Mexicans. And they, and then your boss sees that and they're like, you are advertising to the world on your Facebook that you work for this company. Mm-hmm. Now this company says, we don't want you representing our values online because people have done that. So when the Black Lives Matter thing really kicked off beginning of the summer with the George Floyd situation, people were losing their jobs left and right for getting online and being racist.
Yeah.
And that will always come back to you. Like, it'll come back in such a negative way. So, like, I don't understand. I wish people would be able to read something. And I'm even one of these people sometimes. Read something and move on. Like, oh, you don't like what I had to say? You don't need to sit here and insult me because of it. I'll listen to a counter opinion. But it's like when I've seen friends supporting Trump. And I literally ask, why do you support him?
Mm-hmm.
Because he says what's on his mind. I'm like, okay, but what part of his political agenda do you agree with that makes you like him as a politician? There's no answer for
it. No, there never was.
It's literally you guys elected a character is what you did. Like, he was a reality show host. That's his persona that he plays when he goes out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
When he's behind closed doors, who knows what he's like when it's just him in a room and no cameras and no one else can see him. You don't know what he's like. And it's like a meme I saw the other day. Idolizing a politician's like believing the stripper really likes you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's, he doesn't, he don't give a damn about a single, any one of us, you know, that, and I'm not saying, I definitely don't support him, but he don't care about the people who do. He definitely don't care about the people who don't.
Right.
And it's caused such a divide amongst people. Like, I had someone I used to associate with in the wrestling world posted the other day, I don't associate with people who think it's funny Rush Limbaugh died. And then, like, within the hour, he took his own post down because people flocked to it and were like, what the fuck do you right. mean? Like, you're openly supporting hate. Like, I like Trump. You realize Trump is racist and misogynistic, and you like him. Like, mm-hmm. you appreciate that value. You appreciate that trait about him.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that aligns with your value system? Oh, okay.
I'd be like, so you're racist and misogynistic because you support that belief system. And he's like, no, I'm not racist. Okay, so you're okay with sitting back and watching someone else be racist.
You're being implicit.
Yeah. So, like, there's no escaping it. Yeah. And it's just the discourtesy towards other people. Like, no one's polite at all. Like, we had that situation last week. Where we were out in public, like, you know, like what we talked about it last week, the mask thing and the social distancing. Well, we go to at least my favorite local diner since I've been here, and we're sitting at a table in the middle of the plane. It's two tables put together, but it's supposed to be one.
Right.
Well, and I sit at these are the type of booths you can't adjust. I got a belly. I ain't trying to like be in a vice grip, you know. So I'm sitting at the table. I get it. I understand. So this guy comes in with this lady, and they're bigger, and the only thing open was a booth at the time. So they went and tried to sit in the booth, and then, I mean, the guy didn't fit well, and we're eating and not paying attention. All of a sudden, the guy and the wife comes up, and they're like, we're sitting with you, and they sit down where we're at the second table.
Yeah.
And, like, barely slide the table over. Like, this couple legit just sat down and joined us. And the guy's selling his belly button or his insulin pump or whatever that, and that's not a joke. Like, he actually had one on.
Yeah.
Oh, that was pushing right on my button. And the wife or the girlfriend's trying to slide the table over more, and the guy's like, "Why? What are we doing? Get the fuck away from me, stranger! Like, yes. What the fuck? Like, you're not wearing a mask. You're over here." Ooh, my button. Ooh. And I'm like, yo, you're fucking breathing on my omelet. What the fuck? Like, hey, do you mind if we snag this table? No, they came up, we're sitting with you. The fuck you are. Like, I literally had to shut it completely off because that's what I wanted to say. And I'm like, I'm not trying to get kicked out of this restaurant, right. But I was like,
we just became regulars. We can't get kicked
out. Yeah, the girls know my coffee and ice water order. I feel like part of the team now, and
you're a local now,
and we're sitting, fella, you're lucky that I got a 6 foot reach. I'll back you up 6 feet. Okay, like, what the fuck is this? And so it was very awkward silence as these people are like 3-4 feet away, not even that far away from me. And so, of course, Brian and I have now resorted to texting back and forth, right. Because I'm not going to openly talk shit and start something.
But Jethro is still talking shouting at the top of his lungs.
As if the four of us are part of this conversation. And
the people and all the rest of the patrons of the restaurant.
I shoveled my food down so fast. I was like, I just want to get the fuck out of here now.
Oh, and then, well, no, that had nothing to do with it. But they were really mean to the waitress.
Oh, yeah. Don't be mean to those girls. Like, they serve me. I don't want them serving me negative energy because you had to fuck off. Like, this restaurant is very, like, you can tell it's a restaurant built on locals, like regulars.
Yes. Local regulars, yeah.
Anytime I've gone in there, you know, the bar's full of all the old men who are getting ready to go to their contracting job of some nature and sitting in there and flirting with the young waitresses, and the young waitresses playfully flirting back. It's all, like, it's more like in fun. It's not like a sexual thing, like, but you can tell that,
yeah,
that older man lust for the young cakes.
Yeah, creepo. Yeah.
But it's regular as these people walk in. Hey, Dale. Hey, Charlie. Like, they know their names. Like, they're there every day eating breakfast.
Norm! Oh.
Like, a guy left his cell phone on the table when he left as we were getting there. And they're like, oh, he'll be back for it. No problem. Like, and they just left it there on the table because they knew this guy was going to come back and realize he left his phone. Which, I guess, I mean, that's nice.
Yeah. But they were really mean to her. She was taking a takeout order over the phone, and I think what it was she started to say the place she used to work.
No. The guy called his phone.
Oh,
and she answered
it,
and she's like, oh, yeah, we have your phone here at, and, like, she paused for a minute, and everyone's like, oh, you forgot where you were. That's so funny.
That's yeah.
And that's all you heard for the next 20 minutes was like, hey, you know where you are, Megan? Ha, ha, ha.
It was just really, really shitty of these people to act like that to her.
Poor girl.
Yeah.
And she's sitting there. She goes, I know. I'm stupid.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl, have some self-respect. The tip is not worth it.
Right. But, yeah.
Huh. So, yeah, that... Just any of these... I'm still back on this mask thing, really. It's like... I watch people walk in, and you can tell they kind of, like, look around real quick, don't even bother to put it on. They hurry to where they're going instead of putting the fucking mask on. So, like, I'm calling out all businesses that you have a sign on your door that says masks required and you don't enforce that policy, you're a terrible business. Because it makes me wonder what other policies you don't enforce or that go by the wayside and how that affects my customers, like your customer service you're providing me or the service you're providing me. You walk into many stores, the employee pulls their mask back up. Okay, I get it. So face to face, you're having that barrier. I have to wear full PPE when I'm at work. Like, I understand. It sucks. I'm in a gown, two masks, a face shield, rubber gloves. It sucks.
But a partridge in a pear tree, yeah.
But goddamn, like, if you go into a store, put something over your face. I'm just running in real quick. Yeah, that's the nature of a convenience store, Frank. You know, like... Yeah.
I've added it recently to every night at work. At the beginning of the shift, I have a brief evening meeting, and we go over, you know, the priorities for the night, yada, yada, yada. And I've started adding at the very end of it, okay, you know, make sure everybody is takes your daily quiz thing, get your training in order, and wear your goddamn mask every night. I mean, because over the past year that we've been doing this, the overnight shift where I work, there's been a lot of people, like, there's only like 10 people that work there, but they tend to get very complacent, and then they start to, quote unquote, forget their masks or whatever. So, like, a couple weeks ago, the other manager and I noticed, like, we were the only two people wearing masks at work. And it was just not okay. So now I've, you know, wear your fucking mask.
Exactly. It is not that hard.
No.
It is just a piece of fabric.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it, like, food for thought. Like, here's two points about it, and then I'm done. Have you ever been outside when it's cold? And you take that breath, and you see, oh, I can see my breath. Look how far your breath spreads.
Mm-hmm.
In the cold, okay? That's what it's doing when you can't see it as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you put a mask on and then do it, and you see the difference. Like, it stops a lot of that from coming out. Also, last year and the year before, the flu was out of control.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't heard shit about the flu this year.
Right.
Like, the masks are doing their jobs. COVID is tougher than the flu, and that's something people need to remember. They're not the same thing, despite what barely educated people who are medical experts believe. And I use the medical experts in quote.
What you mean, though, that person on Facebook is not a medical expert?
The guy sitting in his truck with his sunglasses on and his baseball cap, giving you medical advice. There ain't no COVID. Fuck you, there ain't no COVID, you...
I've been lied to. Wait.
Wear the mask. It helps. Like, Those are my 2 points. I'm done. I could go on about it forever because it irritates the bejesus out of me. But,
well, what do you guys think? I mean, are we being too wild about it? Like, join the conversation. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you think about any of the topics that we talked about this week. We're gonna wrap it up for the week, and we will see you next week. Now, do you have anything planned? I mean, I know you don't have like a set schedule, but like, what are you streaming this week when you stream this coming week?
I'm trying to stream my Apex Legends daily challenges. I'm really trying to pull the trigger on starting Resident Evil 7.
Mm-hmm.
A horror game. It's definitely a horror game.
And that's the one you said you're not going to do in VR.
No, I've tried it in VR. It's way too much. I got to figure out my link cable to my computer for my VR, my Oculus headset, and then start streaming in VR, hopefully.
Mm.
And, maybe some Mortal Kombat. I don't know.
Awesome. All right. And I have the next episode of my solo podcast, Currently Obsessed, which is going to be available Tuesday at 9 a.m. And with that, we're going to wrap it up and get started on our Saturday. So thank you for listening to the Two Kings podcast, where it is always Saturday. And today, it is.
It is.
Have a wonderful week, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, be good to each other, keep your hands to yourself, and wash your hands while you're keeping them to yourself, and wear your damn mask.
Yes. All right. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye. Bye-bye.